What is going on, guys? Welcome to the Peter Roberts Show. Today, I wanted to dive into something that I've always thought about as I'm almost 21 here, but I've had 21 years of thought about this, and I can relate to this as a young age and also how I am now today. So I wanted to jump into a few things. But first off, happy Thursday, guys. I hope you have an amazing day. Friday is coming up here as well, but hope you are on the journey or are doing some things that you enjoy in your life. If so, that's great to hear. And if not, there's always room to change. There's always room to get to the point where you always want to be in life. So as time goes on, I've been young. I've seen this, and I see it's a lot of stress in the young age as well. It's going through like the middle school, elementary, and high school as well. Is what I thought at a young age. I continue to evolve, and I continue to see different things. I've been around certain people, and I've learned a lot of different lessons. But when I was younger, I always thought that things mattered. I always thought that, hey, I'm in a certain circumstance. A lot of people are going to judge me and see who I am in this certain circumstance. And more importantly, I'm going to start comparing myself to other people because they might be better off than me, or they might be in a better situation or scenario. Rather, I'm going to be very anxious. I'm going to be very judgmental of myself, and it's going to put me in a place of fear and definitely be on defense. And one thing I've learned over time is that you want to be on offense. You want to put and position yourself, your actions, your mental standpoint on the offense. You always want to be that get-go mentality. You want to always be that person who's not afraid to take risks. Yes, risks are scary, and I've learned that you might fail at certain things and that you might not be good at certain things, but it's important to have the opportunity to put yourself in that situation, and you're going to learn, you're going to grow, and become hopefully a more challenged and more seasoned person through your years. And at a young age, I was always feeling really comfortable of trying to work for someone, and I've evolved as an entrepreneur. I've evolved as a person, and I think that can come with time. I think that comes with experience, and more importantly, some of your DNA. I don't think you can really teach some of the skills that I've currently learned, or you can't teach some of the skills you currently have. Say if you're a great artist, you can't really teach that masterful skill that just is God-given. And for me, I love to flip. I love to sell and resell things. I just don't think you can really teach or give someone a desire to do that if they don't really want to do that. And thankfully, I've been blessed with some crazy skills, and you yourself are blessed with amazing skills as well. It's just a matter of doubling down and really focusing on the skills that you're great at, and I think that's going to lead you to more happiness and lead myself into a place of confidence and a place of being at a better head on my shoulders. For example, when I go into a situation where I know, hey, it's gonna be a business conversation, it's gonna be a conversation about what some business may need to do with some type of consulting that I can offer to a business, I would love to do that. I have desire to teach and come to a business and say, hey, you're using some traditional or old-fashioned ways. In 2019, these are the ways the world is evolving. This is the type of social media content you need to be posting. This is the type of platforms you need to be using. That's off of like a social media consultant type brain as I'm coming from. But even the simple things, you got to see where the consumer is. And a lot of old business owners don't really know. They're focused on the old traditional ways of marketing and sales. And if I had to do that, I would knock it out of the park. I've been there, and I love talking to business owners because they have a concept of their business. Their business is their baby, is their main joy. But if it was like, hey, go out there and paint with your left hand like this crazy sunset with a fish or something crazy like that, I would have difficulty. I'm not a fan of art, but yes, I'm creative in certain different ways, but art and that physical skill is something that challenged me. And if you gave me that, I'd be anxious, I'd be scared. And what I've learned is that when you're not comfortable and you're not confident in a certain skill, you're going to hold back your abilities, you're going to hold back, and you're going to go into that situation maybe your head down a little bit. And one thing I wanted to encourage is that use your strengths. If that strength for me is communication to a business owner, my chest is going to be up in that meeting. My chest is going to be full of pride. I'm going to be ready to express and share my knowledge. So I do believe education in certain topics and honing in on certain skills are going to allow you to portray or even perform a lot better than someone who is not prepared or not that well rounded, either sales or service type industry. So use your skills, utilize those. That's something I've learned at a young age. I've learned that my communication skills and my sales skills have been pretty dominant and has allowed me to grow a small business and has allowed me to be put onto a spot. So guys, if you're thinking of where you should go, if you think that you're not good at anything, I want you to try one thing. If you want to be an entrepreneur, try to incorporate some selling into your day-to-day. If you're trying to be an artist, try to utilize or sell your painting or produce more better content or be creative with your content on Instagram or social media. Simple things like that are telltale signs of your passion and putting them into place. And are you going to be in that place of doing rather than thinking and trying to? That thinking or trying to place is scary, and I've been there myself, and you are probably or maybe in that situation yourself. What are you doing when you say you're going to start a podcast, but you're telling people you're starting a podcast and you're trying to start this business, but you haven't put anything into place? Rather you're buying the equipment, rather you're buying the LLC, rather you're buying the necessary tools to accomplish a task, but you haven't used those tools, you haven't put those tasks to action. How is that going to further or put you in a situation in your life to succeed or to feel accomplished? Rather, that is more of a mechanism of procrastination and a mechanism of fear. Because I'm not going to say that it comes to everyone, but there's a lot, and currently myself, to start this podcast, it took a lot of debating. It took a lot of, hey, I got to buy this before I got to get started. But you just got to get started. Use whatever equipment you have. Your iPhone is all you need for a lot of things, guys. The power of the iPhone is incredible. It's like one of the most powerful tools in society. If you want to create a brand, you start an Instagram page on your iPhone. If you want to start a service-based business, you start promoting it and selling it on your iPhone. Like, anything that you want to do is possible on the iPhone. Like, anything minute, or I'm thinking like macro, it all comes down to your communication skills on your phone or how you handle or work with people on your phone. So guys, the technology in 2019 is incredible. I couldn't imagine doing this in the 1900s. Like, the way we are accessed or granted the power of technology and the internet is a gateway to a lot of people's success. And I want us to really start taking a portion of that. Be at a place in your life where you're willing to get in that and take a piece of it while everyone else is taking a piece. Don't sit back on the sidelines and be scared that you're not going to get it. And that's kind of what I wanted to drop into the last thing today, as I have to eventually go to school today. So I want to kind of finish this up a little bit as I'm trying to jamble on a little bit. But more importantly, something that I realized at the age of 20, almost 21 here, is that I believe, and I thought that a lot of people really cared about what you have. I thought that people really cared about your situation. And more importantly, I was in fear to let other people down. And I thought that person had this strong attachment to me, or I thought this person really cared and was worried about what I'm going through. But guys, people have their own doubts. People have their own stuff they're going through. And more importantly, people worry about their own selves. Yes, people are really selfish in their own ways, and sometimes you see your own tendencies. But it's hard for people to keep track of other people. So when you think someone actually cares if you have the newest iPhone that just came out, do you think someone actually cares that you're driving the nicest or most expensive car on the block? I personally believe that answer is no. I'm a firm believer. Yes, they might see it. They might envy you. They might acknowledge that you have the money to afford that, or finances at the time to afford it. But once that day passes, or once that moment passes when that car drives away, you don't really care what that person going through. You have your own issues. You have your own struggles, what you're going through. You have your own financial worries or burdens. So I believe that's such a scary thing to really dwell or to overwhelm yourself, because you're thinking about someone else's tendencies. You're thinking about what someone else is going through. Rather, you're taking the focus out of your own life. You're removing your own happiness and your own opportunity because you're focusing your attention on something that is rather not so important. And one thing I realized is that where your attention is, where your mind is where your dreams and where your goals lie. So if your goals lie on someone else, you're going to try to be a feeder. You're going to try to replicate what they're doing. And you got to be on your own boat. You got to put your own will out there. You got to be on your own power, rather than if you're going to feed off of someone, or you're going to try to connect yourself to someone else, and you're going to find yourself, you're not going to be going so many, because you'll always be dwelling and you'll always be thinking about, what can I do to be like this, or what can I do to kind of have the same as this, or you're going to be putting that name there. And you always had those role models, you have people that you may look up to, which is fine. But if you're going to be dwelling on like the day-to-day people that you make in contact with, if you're dwelling on what other people have, it doesn't help you at all. And I've been in that standpoint. It's okay to get off Instagram for a week. If you're still posting content content, it's fine. But if you're going to look and just judge and see what other people have and see if they're happy or not, let me just tell you this. A lot of people are unhappy and they're being exposed on these social media platforms. So being as authentic as possible, being who you are and not giving a crap about what other people have to say about you is one of the most powerful and one of the most important things that I can take away from this. That's what I believe has led me to a lot of happiness. It's led me to a lot of decisions that made me happy. I've told people I'm going to this college. I've told people that this is my plan in life. And then I've had to see that person in 2 to 3 months and they've asked me, hey, are you at that college? Are you doing this? Is this your career? Like, I heard you were talking about it. And I had to look them in the eyes and say, no, it was best for me not to. I realized that my decisions were being made on other people's opinions. I believe that my decisions were being in place to impress other people rather than impressing or fulfilling my own happiness. And I think that's something that's so important, guys. You must put yourself first and you gotta have enough balls or guts, as I would say, to put yourself in a situation that you can say no to someone or tell someone that you changed. I think that's one of the greatest strengths that a human can be in or do, is that commit to doing something. Then say you realize that this is not what you really went into, like subconsciously you realize that this decision or this thing or this relationship or this person that you're going with is not who you want to be with. Rather, you're just doing it to get some type of self-esteem, of fulfillment, or you're trying to fulfill this void in your life, and you say, hey, that's not right for me anymore, I'm done with this, or I can't, or I'm not going to, that's not a negative thing. Like, you're doing what's best for you, and at the end of the day, your happiness, it should be 100. Your happiness and joy in life should be the most important thing. So, guys, let me just wrap this up. I'm just going to tell you this right now. A lot of people don't care what you're going through. I hate to say it like that, but even your closest family don't know what's in your mind. A lot of your closest people in your life don't know what's marinating up there or are working in your brain or what you're actually going through. Like, that's why it's so important to be 100 and just absolutely in love with yourself and feel that you're, and feeling that you're empowered of your own life and that you're empowered of who you are. And that's one of the greatest things I can preach and tell you guys, is that I wouldn't be able to do this or say this on my podcast if I didn't feel that I was completely immense to myself and I was completely mentally focused and happy on my actions in life. So guys, once you get to that point, it's gonna be amazing, and I believe it just comes with a lot of self-fulfillment, a lot of checklists, and really audit your life, audit your circle, and audit what you're spending your time dwelling on. And let me just tell you that you're going through a lot, and a lot of people are going through a lot. So we all have busy and really fundamentally sound and diverse lives. So don't dwell on things when you think other people are judging you or putting you on a pedestal or judging who you're going out with or who you're doing, what you're doing as a job. Stuff like that really doesn't matter. Do what makes you happy. I could not preach that anymore. So thank you guys for tuning into this podcast. It's about time to wrap it up today. I'm going to come out again and tell you guys more about my life. I'm here to share what I'm going through, and hopefully I can give you guys some value and share with you guys what I see at a young age. And I think that a lot of people are not talking about it at a young age, because my younger generation is focused on being popular. My younger generation is focused on how many likes or metrics or followers are getting on their Instagram posts, rather than actually how happy are they? Are they doing things to make them fulfilled? And that's one of the most devastating things that I see in my life, is that I see people getting in so much debt. I see people going through these weird phases in their life, and they're gonna be regretting things. And I don't want you guys to live with regret. I want you to be happy and doing the thing that makes you the most happiest, and not chasing something that is gonna be a short-term metric rather than that long-term happiness and fulfillment. That is my dire desire and desire need for everyone to that is tuning in. That's what I want out of this podcast. I want to influence the young minds. I want to influence anyone who is going through anything in their life, because I've been through it all. I've been through some deep ditches in my life, which I'm going to explain. And through the generation of this podcast, the involvement of this podcast, guys, I'm going to be as real and honest with you as possible. So that's kind of a little bit it, guys. I hope you have an amazing rest of your day. And don't be afraid to message me or get in touch with me. I'll leave my Instagram in the DMs. So, guys, I want to hear from you. If you've had to listen to this podcast, and something that I wanted to share, is that I would love to meet everyone who tunes into this. It means the world to me, and I hopefully I can connect and relate and say what's up to you. So have a nice day, and I'll catch you guys on the next episode.